Message received.
Welcome to the Online Business Platinum Podcast. You're listening to Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We've got what's going to be a really killer show for you today. For those of you who are involved in selling anything online, that's selling your business, selling your brand, selling your service, selling your personality, selling your ideas, influencing people, etc. We're going to talk about your website setup today. And there's a reason for that, because we just went through a major retrofit to one of our primary websites over the last few days. And we're going to talk about why changing your website, either to a WordPress website from, say, HTML, or creating your first WordPress site, or changing either locations or the theme on your web, on your WordPress site, can be right up there with getting a rectal exam. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and my experiences with that over the last couple of weeks. And then we're going to dig into some traffic tips, and we're going to go through some really, really critical traffic tips that we've taken from coaching several people over at InfoMarketerZone.com over the last few months. It's probably, for one reason or another, it's the area where we've ended up spending the most time with our customers on that site, and helping people ramp up the traffic in a good way, in a way that gets them actual real business. Because there's a lot of errors people make on that front. So we're going to dig into that. But first, I wanted to jump into our experience over the last few weeks in changing a website. So a little bit of background here on our main site over at HireTrustMarketing.com. It's been a site we've had up for over 10 years, to be honest. It was one of the first sites that we put up online. It's where we shared a lot of our tips, techniques, and strategies for marketing online. We had written, 2,000 plus articles. We have 2,000 plus blog posts that date back right to about 2003, 2004 when we started the blog. Tons of podcasts, past podcasts, all kinds of content, all kinds of pages. We had a lot of pages for promotions where we had offer pages. We had affiliate landing pages. I'd say probably 24 pages at least, maybe even a little more. So real mix of content. Now, one thing we wanted to do when we set up that website, it was all HTML developed back then. This is even before WordPress came out. Then we started a blog, HireTrustMarketing.com/blog. We installed the blog in a blog subdirectory, which I'm sure many of you can relate to. That was the way things were done, when people transitioned from the HTML to the blog world. And so there's many websites out there that sit with that same sort of structure. It was a default structure for how people install blogs through the mid-2000s, late-2000s, even into early 2010, etc. So a lot of people sitting with that structure. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to change the entire site to a WordPress blog and change the theme. So we were backing a subdirectory, right? So instead of having the blog in the dash blog subdirectory, we actually put the blog into the root directory, copied over the database, and at the same time replaced a lot of the HTML content, HTML pages with WordPress pages. So it was quite a complex endeavor. And I've got some tips and strategies for you based on that experience that will apply to most of you who are either, thinking about setting up websites or have set up websites or want to move or change some aspect of your website. You want to change either the directory it's installed in, or you want to change the theme, etc. So that's our background. Now, we had to do a lot of digging into, first of all, WordPress does not make it easy to be able to change directories. There are some plugins that will do this for you, that will help move the WordPress site there. Even your web host, and we learned this through the process, your web host, if you ask them, like in our case, HostGator is our web host, and they do have the capability of backing up an entire sort of directory as well as database and squeeze those into the root directory. Now, we didn't use that approach because we didn't actually find out about that until after Unfortunately, it would have made things a whole lot easier. What we actually did was backed up our original database. And WordPress is kind of funny because it mixes content and location. So it backs up basically all of your content and all of your files and links those into a database. And it doesn't like to be just moved. So what we did is we actually backed all of that up. We exported the content in that blog database and we imported into a new database that was installed, a new instance of WordPress that was installed in the root directory, and imported all of the content and links, etc., in the original WordPress database into the new one. And so that was great. What it did do was kind of messed up all of the links that previously were to the blog post. So it used to be -blog and then the title of the blog post. So of course now it's just the title of the blog post. So the good news is we saved all of our content and we were able to sort of get that displaying on the root directory in a matter of a couple of hours. The bad news is all of the original links had to be redirected because all of that, you know, the search engine traffic and all of the links we had to those previous links were no longer valid. So we redirected it back to the root directory. So that was relatively simple, although a bit surprising in terms of that one finding. Now, what we did at the same time is we switched out the theme that we used to run on our /blog directory for our WordPress install. Was a deprecated theme, meaning that the company, it was a great theme in the day, but the company decided to fold and no longer would support that theme. And they did that a couple years ago, to be honest. And the community sort of supported it for a while, but it was running out of steam and we knew its life was limited. So we switched to a new theme structure. And we also wanted to lay out the blog a little bit differently, given that blog was several years old. Okay, so some tips through this whole process. Number one, make sure that when you design your blog, or you set up your website, you know, whether you're setting up pages using WordPress or setting up an actual blog, make sure you're thinking about it for at least 3 to 5 years because this is painful. You know, I talked about it being as painful as a rectal exam. Well, it's actually more painful, to be honest, because at least that goes very quick. Moving blogs, changing themes is painful. It's going to become more painful as well because a lot of the new blog themes have builders associated with them. In other words, it lends itself to those who don't understand common style sheets, CSS code, customizations. So it allows you to do a lot without knowing very much technically, meaning, you know, they have these builder editors that you can create modules and move things around graphically. The challenge with that is, of course, they put a lot of their own custom code behind your code. So your content's wrapped up in a whole bunch of their custom code, which makes it very difficult for you to change to another theme because you got to strip out all of that proprietary code before you can support another theme. So needless to say, I won't get into the gory details, but if you guys have questions in this, by the way, head up to the blog. It's at hiretrustmarketing.com, and you'll see a lot of the blog is right in the main main content on the page now. And you'll see a podcast tab at the top. You can hit podcast. This is episode 20. You can leave a comment, ask a question for sure. Also, hit us up at HireTrust. At HireTrust is our Twitter handle. Do Periscopes and Twitter, a lot of Twitter activity up there. You want to follow us anyway, and we'll follow you back. All right, so hit us up over at Twitter. So if you have questions about this. Now, be prepared, like I said, for 3 to 5 years. And what I mean by that is make sure that you're planning for three main things when you look at designing your new website. Number one, the content. So is it going to be able to have an ability to allow your content to shine? So if you write a lot of content, a lot of blog posts, you know, is there different layouts for how you can display that content? Number two, e-commerce. So you're going to want to sell products. Is there an e-commerce aspect to the theme that makes it easy to set up store pages, sales pages, things like that? And number three, think in terms of sales funnels. You're going to want to bring people into landing pages and then progress them through sales funnels towards your e-commerce or your sales pages. And so if your theme supports some of these sales funnel templates, all the better. And that's really what you're looking for when you're looking for a theme. Now, the other thing is go with a supported theme. So there, here's your options. When you go to look for a theme for your WordPress blog, you your choices are go with free. And there are a number of free templates out there. And, you know, the 2015, 2014 standardized WordPress blog themes are great. They're very clean, but not overly great in terms of support. Now, the good thing is they're very clean and they don't need a lot of support because they don't support a whole lot of fancy features. So typically they will stand up pretty good over the test of time. Then you've got this whole range of sort of cheapy, what I call cheapy templates. And these are people that come out with a suite and or a single template over a period of time, and they sell it for anywhere from $7 to say $100. And the problem with that is for a lot of these sort of fly-by-night guys is that, you know, as WordPress updates, and they update very frequently, it will get out of sync and certain features will not be supported and you'll be up a creek. You'll have to change. You'll be forced to change. And you don't want to be in that position where you're forced to change. You want to call the shots in terms of when you can change. And so then, you know, so you got that whole mid-range. I would stay totally away from those, by the way. And third, you've got sort of the bigger guys. You've got, and I'm going to give you a few names, Elegant Themes, which have a whole suite of different themes, and they tend to be supported extremely well. Theme Forest is another set of WordPress themes. WooCommerce, another set of WordPress themes that are done quite well. And then you have some of the frameworks like Hideaway or Genesis, which, you know, these are on the very high end, more for web developers. They give a framework more that can be customized. And unless you are a web developer or you want to spend considerable time customizing your own website or having someone do that for you, I would stay away from those. So what we decided on was, you know, your trade-off is always ease of use with customizability, right? And we decided to go with Elegant Themes Divi, the Divi theme within Elegant Themes, mainly because it combined what we talked about before. They have content templates, e-commerce page templates, and sales funnel type templates. So they get a lot of, you know, blank templates that get you started very quickly. They also, Elegant Themes is known for its support, and I can vouch for it. I mean, we've put them to the test. There's literally, you know, 24 questions we've asked them in the last sort of week and a half, and they've been excellent in terms of their support. And second, Divi is a very, so yes, it's simple to use, but it's also extremely powerful and extremely flexible. Now, no theme is 100% perfect. You can't expect that. But these guys, we're very glad we went with them. Very glad the support is there. There are some others. There's a retailer theme that comes in from Theme Forest. WooCommerce has a few themes. But all in all, we're extremely happy with the theme, Divi theme that we've chosen from Elegant Themes. All right. So the other tips I would give you real quick is have a design in mind. So go to some websites of people you like that match a business model and a monetization model that you like, because you'll want to, you can get an artistic website, but it's not going to meet your needs as an e-commerce provider. So go to some people that you feel are top of industry for the type of business you want to run and monetization strategy you want to run, and sort of look for the best from their sites and use that as an example when you go about designing your own site. Now, the other big question you're going to have is, should you hire someone to do this for you, to set up the pages, to design the website, to do the graphics for you? So our first choice is always yes, to get somebody who's an expert in the theme. We had a lot of trouble finding exactly what we wanted when we redid the site. We wanted somebody that had Divi experience, because it is a bit of a different theme, and I don't want to be paying someone to get up to speed on that particular theme. And I wanted somebody that had a lot of experience, and I wanted somebody that could show me their work, that could show me some finished projects that were of the quality and of the type that I wanted. And honestly, we couldn't find that type of person. We came close, but in the end, we decided to do this ourselves. And I have a little bit of help in the back, but primarily this was me designing it and getting a little bit of technical help in the backside to get this finished, along with the support of Elegant Themes. And, you know, I have to say it turned out pretty well. I spent a little bit more time than I really wanted to on this, and that's why ideally I would have outsourced it. But you've got to make that decision. Now, outsourcing is going to cost you anywhere from $500 to $1,000 to get a good outsourcer that's going to set up the website that you want. So you've got to, you know, for us, that's a no-brainer. If we could have found the right person, well worth the dollars, right? Because my time's worth a lot more than that. But you've got to make that call depending on where you are in your business, in your life, in your budget, and in your expertise, and how much you want to go out on a limb and design this yourself. The other tip I would give you is sort of have some patience, because not everything's going to be perfect day one, day two, day three. It's going to take you 2 to 3 weeks really to get comfortable, get to a point where you're comfortable with your website, and that's fine. I mean, you know, 2 to 3 weeks getting things right in the longer scheme of things is not that bad. So don't blow off the handle. Don't get all stressed out. That doesn't help anything. Don't freak out at your support forums, etc. So give yourself that. Know that it's going to take you that much time, but to get it right, it's going to be well worth it. And then you'll be still doing some tweaking down the road. Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it there for the WordPress stuff. But I know a lot of you go through the same sorts of things, and you will go through it when you listen to this and you have a question. Head over to podcast episode 20. Over at HireTrustMarketing.com, podcast tab at the top, and hit up episode 20. You can ask a question on there, leave a comment. I'll certainly get back to you and help you where we can. Or hit us up at HireTrust on Twitter. All right, last thing we want to cover real quick is traffic tips. And so I'm going to cover this in a little more detail in upcoming podcasts, but I thought I would give you 4 points regarding traffic tips to take away with you today. First point, I get asked a lot by a lot of people over at infomarketerzone.com around just, you know, how do I boost my traffic? I got 200, I got 500 visitors a day. I want to get to, you know, 2,000-3,000 and then up to 10,000 visitors a day. Great. There are ways to do that. But before that, the first question I always ask them is, what are your numbers? And I say, well, what are your numbers? So what are you getting per 1,000 visitors to your site today? Now, you're in real trouble if you have no monetization method. Well, why are you trying to get more traffic then? If you have no way of monetizing your traffic. Okay, if you do monetize your traffic, what are your numbers? What are your dollars per day, dollars per 1,000 visitors to your site? Now, a lot of people fall in the $2 to $5 range. That's, they're running AdSense. They're maybe running a little bit of affiliate marketing, but it's not very effective. So really, they're making less than $5 per 1,000 visitors to your site. All right. In that case, you don't need more visitors. You need a monetization strategy. You need to improve the ROI on your existing traffic before you think of, you know, spending, blowing your brains out on getting more traffic or spending a ton of money on advertising. Now, another range of people. So I would say 90% of the people we talk to, that's where they're at. They're making less than $5 per 1,000 visitors. Problem with that is, you know, it's just the, okay, so you're going to go crazy, and we'll talk about how to get the more traffic. You're going to go crazy beating your brains out to get, you know, 2,000 visitors, 3,000 visitors, and you're going to be making a pittance. It's not going to be worth your time to be able to blow your brains out and get that much traffic, or you're going to end up spending $300 or $400 in ad traffic to make back, you know, $10, $15, $20. It's just not worth it. The ROI is not there. Another category of people beyond the 90% are earning, say, $20 per 1,000 visitors. And there you've got to make a call. Are you satisfied with that? And most people, I would recommend, should not be. So if you're a person that's making more than $50 per 1,000 visitors, then there's hope, right? Then you're at the low end of where you should be today. And you can tweak that as you start. You can actually go in to start generating more traffic now, and you can start to tweak those numbers, improve your conversions, and use that extra traffic to help you do that. But you should not even be considering generating more traffic or generating any traffic until you can get at least above $50 per 1,000 visitors. Because, you know, it just doesn't make any sense in today's world in terms of the monetization methods. Okay. And well, how do you do that? Well, you know, certainly you can do that by putting your own product together. You can do it by improving the conversion rates and sales funnels on selling affiliate products. You should easily be able to earn in the $200 to $300 per 1,000 visitor range. I mean, that should be really be your low point. And so, well, okay, let's say you're at that stage now, but you want to know how to blow it up. How do you get more traffic? Well, three ways, really. Number one is do a big content push. And what I mean by that is today you're going to be in obscurity by and large. There's a few hundred people, a few thousand people that know about you, but most people don't. 99.999% in your market have no idea who you are. You got to get out of obscurity. And that means become a giant content publisher. And what that really means is you need to be developing content every day. You have to have a content strategy for developing content every single day. And there are ways to do that. You can do blog posts. You should be doing videos every day. And those videos can be streams. Those videos can be tutorials. Those videos can be just, here's an experience I had today, case studies. But you need to be developing content every day. You need to be multi-purposing your content, meaning that you put a video up on YouTube, you post that to your blog, you blast that out to social networking, you post the video up to Facebook, you do a stream on a Meerkat or on Periscope or on Blab, and then you repurpose that, you save it up to YouTube, you put it onto Facebook. You see what I mean? You get leverage so that you can develop content for, let's say, an hour a day, and you've leveraged that across a dozen platforms, and you've gotten, literally hundreds of thousands of eyeballs on it. And you do that consistently, and you will see huge, huge gains in traffic, okay? Same thing with writing. I mean, you write a blog post, you put it onto Medium, you turn that blog post into, you read it off and turn it into a video, or you do a podcast with it, and then you repurpose that content and you get a ton more traffic from it. It's all about leveraging and repurposing and go big with content. Okay. Second approach you can use is affiliates. So in other words, and this involves creating your own products, and many of you may not have entered that arena yet. You need to. Okay, so today's day and age, everyone has their own book, their own report, their own course. Anyone who's anyone in any industry, whether you're a blogger, you're an e-commerce retailer, you're a trainer, you've got content, you've got your own product for sale on your website. You need to have that. And one of the reasons, obviously, is it creates more income from you, new income streams. But the second is that it allows you to leverage both for publicity, branding, and also allow you to raise affiliates and partners who want to drive traffic to you. And that is a massive way to attract traffic to you. You can do things like product launches. You can roll launches. You can have events where affiliates send you traffic. And, just think, on the low end of it, imagine you've got 20 affiliates that are each sending you anywhere from 500 to 1,000 visits a day. Well, you can do the math. And it's a pretty big astronomical increase in attention, in eyeballs, in traffic, and in sales that will come about by you spending a couple weeks developing your own product. By the way, infoproductcreator.com will help you with that. It helps you come up with your own product in 30 days or less. Okay, we've done it for many, many people. Thousands of people have used that course and developed their own reports, products, training courses, etc. It's not rocket science. It's not that painful. Okay, changing out my website was far more painful than any product I've ever created. Let me put it that way. All right, number three, the method that you create traffic and blow it up is, of course, paid advertising. On the one hand, don't be afraid of that, but be careful, right? So paid advertising should not even come into your mind until you're above $50 and ideally $100 per 1,000 visitors, right? So because it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. You've got to have a positive ROI. You got to go into it expecting a positive ROI. So when you do that, you want to start off, with testing and start off with $50. Put it on a Facebook ad and try four or five different Facebook ads, split test them and see how you do. I would also highly, highly, highly recommend that you follow our advertising guide that comes free with your infomarketerzone.com membership. That membership, it really is less than a cup of coffee a day, and it gives you all kinds of tips, techniques, strategies, tutorials, updated content weekly on our business and how we grow them. But we just uploaded a 45-page Facebook ad guide that we wrote based on our own Facebook advertising and the assistance we've given other Facebook advertisers. Chock full of tips around how you set up your ads, how the whole system works, what the pitfalls are, what to watch out for, what the success tips are, etc. We've run dozens of ads over the last year, and the experience we have had is all inside that guidebook. Okay, but it can be done. You can do it on your own. You'll probably waste several hundred dollars, but you can figure it out on your own, or you can read it in that guidebook and shortcut your way to profits with Facebook advertising. And by the way, that works for also for Google AdWords and other types of PPC advertising. Okay, I'll end it there. I've gone further than we usually go in most of these podcasts. I haven't done one for a while, so great to touch base with you guys again. If you guys find this content valuable, I want you to hit me up at Higher Trust. Okay, I've given you guys a lot today, shared a lot of practical advice from our real business. Willing to help any one of you. Okay, you guys just need to reach out and at Higher Trust, hit me up on the blog. That's what comments are for. I want to hear from you guys. And until the next one, I want you guys to keep the barrel down, keep moving forward. Massive action, guys. That's what you need to be taking. You'll learn and you will benefit in the long term. A little bit of pain today goes a long way to pleasure in the future. Okay. Bye-bye for now. It's Jeff from InfoMarketerZone.com and HigherTrustMarketing.com. See you next time.